Good evening, everybody. Here we are on the air from Liberty Travel Bell. Trinity Metaphysical Center right here in Hamburg, New Jersey. And this is the home of E-Crypt Ghost Hunters. We're sitting here. We're going to be talking about Mercedes. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, what?
Please proceed.
I will please proceed. We're going to be having a show tonight, obviously, and we're going to be talking about, I guess, you know, everybody knows about these, the best and the worst
ghost
shows,
right?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of shows?
For ghost hunting shows, paranormal shows.
And?
The best and worst paranormal reality shows on TV right now.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing here, the paranormal reality shows on TV.
Vampires, werewolves.
Ghost hunting, monsters, Bigfoot, vampires, werewolves, past lives, psychics, mediums, and other unexplained paranormal mysteries.
There's lots of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
I won't be hitting the table with that plastic bottle anymore. I'm sorry, Mercedes. I know it upset you, but we're good now, right?
Every little sound on the table is heard over the radio. We try to make it nice.
Nice and quiet.
But it never worked. Yeah.
Try to make it sound like an FM station.
And WNBC.
And here we are now, talking to you from... Actually, we're sitting here. I want to introduce everybody.
Jackie.
Mercedes.
Ron.
And me, Charlie. And before we get going, we're going to be talking about all of these different TV shows that are out there on the air. You've seen them. I know you have. I've seen them. I don't get a chance to watch too many of them, but there are some pretty good ones out there. And then there are some that are out there that just, pretty bad. Well, it's just a matter of you sit there and you say, I don't know. You know, I watch some of these shows and they have EVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit there and they go, listen to this. And they go, and the guy goes, did you hear it? Did it say hello? How are you? And you're like, all I heard was, you know, some of these guys, I don't know what they're listening to. I really don't. But we just had an investigation last week. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, I'm not saying that our stuff is good, but it buries anything that's out there.
Our stuff is great.
We're sitting there, we're doing things, and Ron, I'm telling you, every team should have somebody like Ron on it. And you know why? Because we get done doing the investigation, and within like an hour and a half, Ron says, you want to hear what I've got? Ron's outstanding. It takes me 6 years to get something done. I can't hear it even when they're letting me hear it. I can't hear it. And I'm sitting, relax, Mercedes, relax. People know I have keys. I have my car keys here. It's all right.
Stop calling me out on the air, Charlie.
I'm not calling
you
out. Look, here's my phone. Don't worry about it. And I got my little diet bar there. Come on, relax, will you?
It
it's okay. People know we're normal.
Take
we're
everything
normal.
Out of arm's length.
No, come on.
Okay.
It's good, but what I'm gonna do is let Jackie talk a little bit about what we're gonna be doing tonight here.
Okay.
Because Jackie's our leader. Jackie's number one. She does everything for us. She teaches us. We had our class last night for psychic development right here at Trinity Metaphysical. If anybody's interested in that, it's totally amazing. Because before we end tonight, Mercedes and I have to tell you what happened last night between the two of us.
Yep.
We're talking psychic here.
In psychic development.
Yeah. Okay, but Jackie, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about what we're doing.
We're going to talk about the best and the worst shows that are on TV for reality. Pretty much we're sticking to the paranormal end, but we're covering the ghost hunting. There are vampire shows and Bigfoot and, all kinds. Even like those. The Unexplained, like Destination Truth, which I know a lot of people like that one. But obviously there's some people in our group and some people that we know that watch. I know people that watch almost every single new show that comes out. Look, there's Ron right over there. but there are some people that stick more to, like, they like the mediums. You know, they like the Long Island Medium or Kim Russo or, the ones like that too. So we're going to kind of cover a little bit of everything. I know we have a lot of people who are calling in because they did want to talk about, you know, the shows that they find interesting and, you know, why they like them. And I'm sure we're going to have a great time talking about which ones we don't like and why. But it is interesting to hear, like, why somebody doesn't like one or why they do too. You know, for some people, we were even talking, and there's some people that really love a show, and then some others who were like, oh, I hate that one. I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good. So, Mercedes is more, you like the medium ones.
I like the medium shows, yeah. I watched Ghost Hunters and stuff before, but I resonate with the medium shows more.
Which one in particular?
When I was younger, my mom and I used to watch John Edwards all the time, oh, okay. Crossing Over with John Edwards. And we actually saw him live, and he's the real deal. And I was very skeptical.
Is he as sexy as he looks in person?
He's getting older now, though,
John.
He's a nice-looking guy. Don't get me wrong, right? I'm not gay or anything, but he's a nice-looking guy. Right?
So you're saying
if I was gay, you're shocked for anything, you know.
My mother and I went to see him live, and I told her, Mom, if this guy is the real deal, because I'm always skeptical of the TV show mediums. I'm like, well, I feel like there are so many ways they could rig this that it could
absolutely
be not true.
Yep.
So we went to see him, and I told her, if this is the real deal, and my grandmother had just passed away the winter before we went to see him, and I was like, Grammy's going to come through first thing. So at the beginning of his shows, he has people in the audience raise their hands for questions, and then his producers or whoever walking around the audience pick people to stand up that will get their questions answered. So he's answering a bunch of these questions. My mom gets picked. We're in the last two seats in the dead last row of this theater. And he goes to answer her question, and then somebody comes through to him. And he was saying all these things that pertain to our family, but I kept telling my mom, be quiet. It's for the woman next to us, because it went with her too. But then he said things that were only applicable to our family. I was like, all right, you can tell him now. You can say it now. And it wound up being my grandma that came through first, straight out of the box. So, and he was incredible. And then there were people that came separately from each other, and they wound up being a brother and a sister, and they were in a lawsuit with each other. And he pulled that information out, and he was like talking to the man, I think. And he was like, your mother is coming through or something, and you're arguing with one of your siblings. And he's like, who did you come here with? And he's like, I didn't come with anyone. I'm by myself. And then the sister stands up from her seat, and she's like, that's my brother.
Right.
It was really cool. Yeah, really awesome. And the other one that I believe in, I've never obviously been to her live, but I absolutely 100% believe in Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. She's the real deal.
Yeah, there's a lot
she's
of people
got it.
Like her, yeah.
And Jane Doherty. Woo, Jane Doherty.
Yep. Well, Jane Doherty used to have the Dead Tenant. They used to do ghost hunting. And Kim Russo has, you know, the haunting.
I've never.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Saw her actually, you know, in person at the Newton Theater, and we're in New Jersey. But she was very good there. So, no, I like her. I used to watch the Dead Files, too.
That's a very good one.
The
that's still on.
And the,
yeah,
right. You know, the medium and
he's a Long Island cop.
I like seeing how they kind of match up at the end with, you know, getting similar information. And
that's a good show.
You know, I was always into ghost hunters. I enjoyed, you know, ghost adventures too at times. But sometimes, you know, I don't like when anybody provokes. You know, there was the show that used to provoke. What was that one? Ghost Lab was, or Ghost...
Oh, and the two brothers?
They always...
That was Ghost Lab, the two big brothers. I can't remember their names, but yeah, they were definitely provoked.
Yeah. So, I mean...
You know why? They provoke because they don't get nothing. I mean, if we go there, sometimes we just talk normally and we get stuff, you know?
Like they're
people. They're people.
Yep. Yep.
People forget that, you know?
Yeah, they have feelings, too.
Sure. A lot of times we ask to take a picture. A lot of times you ask to get a recording. you know.
What show do you think is one of the best ones that are on, that are new, that are on now?
Let's see. The one I really, really like is the Dead Files. I do like Dead Files. I do like Ghost Adventures. One reason is because every time they do get something, they show you right away. Don't wait to the end. Now they have a new show on, Rate Chasers from Tennessee. I don't really think that they're going to make it. It's sad to say. But they've been on 6 weeks now, and they haven't caught nothing. And they're not getting any better. So, and they're all good boys. They're rednecks from Tennessee, and they do all kinds of the hospitals.
Are they live?
Yeah, it's all live.
And they've been on 6 weeks, and they've got nothing.
They got nothing.
Wow.
That sounds like a time slot opening up.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. There's availability now. But they catch like voice, like you said, you hear the shh, and you hear this, and oh, listen to that, you hear that, and there's nothing there. I mean, you can't hear nothing like we catch. There's nothing.
Maybe
like,
it's just the fact that you don't recognize what's being said in that shh.
No, because, and even that
because
they,
of their accent,
they even slow it down, and you can't.
Hey, boy, you have a pretty number.
That's exactly right.
On.
There's a lot of new ones, though.
Are there?
Yeah, there's like, there are a few.
They have Amish hauntings now, where the Amish people, Amish haunting, it's called. It's on. That's where we're going to get the channel. It's the DL.
How
which
can
American
you do
channel.
That? They don't believe in it.
Don't
use electronics. How do you do that?
No. What happened is.
The ghosts are.
Yeah, but what. Right. They allow people to come in there and do that?
That's what they're saying. Because now the Amish is. First of all, they're against ghosts. They don't believe in ghosts, they don't believe in all that kind of stuff. But now they have Amish hauntings where a witch came back from the dead. It was a 100-year curse. I seen that one. I seen one that was possessed by the devil. They're not really showing you any ghost hunting, though. It's just they're showing you what happened to them. And they, what they do is they have live interviews, but their faces are blurred out because they're not allowed to show themselves on TV anyway.
Well, what the hell good is that?
That's what I'm saying. There's really nothing really good out there.
Well, they even have the My Ghost Story. They have the celebrity one, too, celebrity ghost story.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that a few times. Some of them are good.
Oh, haunting the ghost. They do have that one. That's true. That's not too bad either. Because they bring back
Russo
it. Yeah, and she's good. Kim Russo's good. She's really good.
And
is Kim Russo the
she's
one?
She's pretty
that
blonde.
Had,
pretty blonde.
Oh, what was the name of the guy that used to be on Spin City? He played the mayor. Remember that show with Michael J. Fox and
Barry Bostwick.
Bostwick?
No, that's not her.
No, that's him.
That's him. That's not the one.
Kim Russo's much better looking than Barry.
Kim Russo.
Barry's a very handsome man. Don't get me wrong there either.
Not no more, though.
Yeah, he's still a handsome guy.
You think so?
What, did he die?
No.
Oh, well, he's still good looking. He's a nice looking guy. But the idea that there was a woman that went to his estate up in upstate New York, I think it was, and they had spirits in the house. And I think it was Kim Russo. I'm almost positive it was her. And she went through the house with him, and she told him
yes,
that there was
one.
A boy, there was this,
that's
there was one. That, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he says to her, and he goes, you know, they're upstairs in the house,
mm-hmm.
and in a room that nobody goes in. And he goes, you know, the light usually goes on and off. And all of a sudden, they're sitting there, and he goes, yeah, see? It goes on and off. And then he goes, I've had it checked out. There's nothing wrong with the lights. But, you know,
right.
In the very beginning
of those shows, though, she wasn't involved. He used to be on the show and say a story, and then Kim Russo actually got him to go with her to the old locations.
Really?
Yeah, because it was on.
Wow.
Yeah,
they're usually on a show first.
Right.
And then she goes and brings them back to the.
Right, 12 years later,
yeah.
You know, so many years
like
later.
They tell their ghost story on My Ghost Story, and then
right.
they go
mm-hmm.
to. She brings them
back. I thought that one was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that show. Pretty decent.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of ghost hunting shows, and everybody does it different. But they also have a lot of the new ones. You know, they got the Bigfoot, they have the UFO ones.
Oh, they got Monsters from Alaska.
Yeah, that one I have not seen.
You
got
to see that one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Where they try to trap the big monsters and stuff, werewolves
that's
and all that, mad dogs.
The one that used to look for everything was like Destination Truth, and that's not on anymore.
No, that's older.
And that one was always a really popular one.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, like the...
he did a little bit of everything.
The TV show of Weird New Jersey or something? They go out looking for everything?
Similar.
Or,
it was, you know, they went out and found a lot of different
things.
You know, so they were really popular.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that was Destination, hauntings and stuff, too. They have that one also. Where they go and they have so many 22 hauntings or something. They show you the most haunted houses. And that's a very good one, too. It's all documentary.
You know what's amazing? There are so many different groups that do investigations. And out of
thousands
of groups across the United States, Canada, Europe. I mean, thousands of groups. Mm-hmm. And these are the ones they put on TV.
Yeah.
And you think you can't understand anything? You can't understand what their EVPs are saying. How about this? How about you've seen this? I know you've seen this one. And I used to like these guys. They were in a house and they go down into the basement. Down there, and they keep showing this one thing over and over again where something on the floor flies up past them like it was a brick or something. And these two guys go screaming.
They run out.
Running out. Right. Running up the stairs, out of the building, screaming. Like, I mean, you know, what's up with that?
Yeah, they're just afraid. That's the big deal. I mean, that's the thing. You can't be afraid.
You train them to not to do it. Yeah, because
hard.
Why? You're there to see something. You're not there to run from it.
It is hard.
Like, the one show that's really good is The Ghost Inside My Child.
That's very good.
That one's
I only heard about that one. That's good.
That's another good one. That's Regression in Past Lives. Yeah.
That one's really good.
Now, the one they had the kid that was on the Titanic or something?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
that one. That's the one I was talking
about. I saw bits and pieces on a commercial for that, and
that was fantastic. That
kind of scary.
Yeah, he brought dates back.
That was a couple of years ago.
But they have ones from the Trade Center where the people it's a little kid, actually, and he's falling and falling. He falls out of bed. He imitates it. And the mother said, what are you doing that for? He says, I'm imitating. I fell out of a big building. Then he says it was on fire, and I remember my head splitting open, and God came down and saved me. He brought me back up. And that was from the World Trade Center. And the kid remembers this, and he don't want his head touched because his head is sensitive because he actually cracked his head open.
Wow.
Very very interesting show, and I really enjoy it. But there's so many of them. I mean, they showed the Louisiana one where the guy bombed the whole thing with Louisiana.
Yeah.
And the girl goes back there, say, maybe 15 years later, and she points out the room where she was typing. She was doing the clerical work here, and she knows exactly where to go. And then they take her where she was buried in Louisiana. She goes right to her headstone. So talk about crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty freaky.
She went right to the headstone.
Right where she was buried. Of course, it's a different name than she has now, but.
Oh, well, then I don't believe it.
You can't make that up, and it's a kid.
No, it's a kid, though. That's why it's hard to believe.
Kids. Like, there mm-hmm. are a few shows that have kids. There's a few shows that have the vomit, too.
That was with Chris Fleming. Chris Fleming did that with the kids, the psychic kids. He got a bunch of kids together. Say they went to a hotel, and they found out what happened there, and, the body who died, who was shot, who was murdered. And then what's really cool after that, he takes them on a real murder case where it was unsolved, and they get the police involved and whatnot. And they go and they say the kid had drug problems, he had this, he had that. And it was all true according to the police report.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Wow.
Very good.
I find all of that extremely fascinating because, well, they've got these ghost shows, right? They've got all of these spirit shows, paranormal shows. And there are still people out there that think paranormal or mediums or psychics are not getting any information.
Yeah, it's one of the most popular things in the media.
It's the most
right
popular right now. I mean, I was lucky enough to, find the store 2 years ago because, you're right in the thick of it now. And, I told you what happened at my meeting yesterday. I work for a large bank,
mm-hmm.
and we're in a meeting, and they say, okay, everybody's going to stand up and say what they do, where they work and your name and, what's unusual about, what do you do when you're on spare time? I stood up, told them my name, told them where I worked, what branch, and I said, I'm a ghost investigator. And everybody went,
But I bet you were interested in it.
Well, 15 minutes later at lunchtime, I had 10 people standing around me, asking me questions,
sure.
talking to me, saying, oh, I got ghosts in my house. So the whole idea here is, does it happen? Do people actually, have them?
It's coming out in the last 15, 20 years that it's getting so popular. Before people said ghosts, they went, you'll think you're crazy, it'll lock you up.
Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
It's all over the place now.
I think because there's so much more unexplained, you know, the anomalies that go unexplained that people can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. So even though somebody might act like they're not interested in it, they're, it's funny, but you find out those are the people that are watching the shows.
Right.
You know, those are the ones that, who are, you know.
I mean, have over a million viewers. Somebody's out there watching it. Right.
Yeah. Do you ever see Paranormal Witness?
Yes. No, that was very good, too. What's the other one that used
Paranormal
to be out?
State.
That's gone, though, but that was great. That was with, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was with Buell.
I like that.
What's his name? Buell.
Ryan
Buell, yeah. And then he got cancer. He has, so that's why they pulled that off.
Probably from the demons.
You never know.
Hey, you know what? Think about it. Demons don't want to be exposed.
Well, he's always been saying that he has a demon follow him ever since he had that one investigation because the demon didn't want to be removed from that property, and so the demon is following him around now.
So he didn't cleanse himself and then leave. He just
right.
Nice.
Right. A lot of people. Really nice. A lot of people don't do what we do. I haven't seen anybody that cleanses himself before or after. I mean, it just we just go up and above just for protection. I mean, I think that's great.
But also, I know when they're doing some of these shows, we see like bits and pieces of like I remember, you know, Jason Hall saying. They only show so much. Like, they could be there 6 hours, and they only show little snippets of things, so they're you know, only seeing a certain part of it, so they don't always know every little thing they're doing.
Right.
I've never heard them talking about doing that stuff, but I'm sure they must have to.
I'm sure they have to pray. They cover
like
themselves.
I like because they tend to, they go to help people, and, you know, for the most part, they try to do things definitely... you know, in a very professional way. And I think they get some good stuff. But I get surprised, too, because some of our EVPs are so clear. And I think maybe the difference is you don't see that many shows where they're using, like, a psychic or medium or sensitive. Even if you're not psychic, per se, but you're more of a sensitive or empath, you're still going to, you know, resonate differently with spirits and work with the energy differently. So I do feel we have that advantage.
Well, you got to explain the advantage. Number one, you're our leader. Okay, you're our psychic and our medium. Mm-hmm. You also had the ghost investigation class. Okay, mm-hmm. Then we had to take
and taught people how to do it. Right?
Exactly. Do it the right way. And then started with the psychic development courses. Mm-hmm. So every one of us that goes on the investigation, we're all open to it. So each one of us gets something different. I mean, Ron sees things, he hears things, you do. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm getting, sometimes I get some information coming through me, and I mean, I'm not even that half as good as anybody. But when you sit there and you talk about being on an investigation and getting that stuff, like when we were up in Pennsylvania that time, and we're out in the kitchen, and you're inside in the bathroom, and they're doing an investigation, and you come out, we're all in the kitchen, and I told Mark, I said, Tom, there's a guy named Tom here. You come out of the bathroom and you go, "Hey, we got a Tom inside." And I thought Mark was gonna, right there, he'll leave a pile on the kitchen floor. I mean, you know, Mark was sort of like, "Wow," you know. So I mean, that's where you got to be sensitive, right? You got to have people, more than one person. If you don't, if you're going in there without one person being sensitive, you're basically walking in the dark. You're shooting in the dark.
Yeah,
you think that's what, you know, it is with some of the shows. Some of them do put people who are more sensitive in, because I know Ghost Adventures, even when they did Ghost Adventures, Ghost Hunters International, even when there were a few people every once in a while where they put in somebody who had more of, you know, a sensitive ability, they did get, you know, more information or different information. But I do see where they're starting to incorporate some of those in, or like the ones who are mediums, when they're like the Dead Files. You have one person who does everything,
right,
you know, by the book, because he's a police, you know, a retired police officer. And then you have somebody who's going in purely with their
sensitivity.
I see his face when he hears.
Yeah.
Or when she draws the picture of it.
Because, you know, you can just see by the look on his face that he's like, oh my God. And, or, you know, hearing his voice where he's like shocked.
That guy is very good at what he does, but I wouldn't want him at my party. He's just really deadpan. You know, he's just sort of like, just the facts, folks. Just the facts.
Yeah,
that's
very,
why it's kind of neat the way they work together, because she's going purely with, you know, what she's being told or, you know, what she's feeling or what she's seeing, and he's going by like...
Well, she goes in first, right? And then he comes in with the history
of
the...
Well, they go
in between, So, usually he's daytime. He's a daytime guy, and she comes in at night. And her husband, who does the camera, which a lot of people don't know, that is her husband, he removes all kinds of pictures and all kinds of letters, artifacts, so she don't know nothing when she goes in.
Right. Well, it's just the fact that there... I would expect, I really would expect, that there would be tons of shows on TV. What was the one with that?
Oh, there's tons of shows.
No. I don't mean, you know, the ones that are scripted and all of that. I'm talking about the ones like what...
I just think it's funny because every few months you'll see another one coming out or another, another show that, you know, that we're like, oh my God, isn't there one? I thought there was another one.
There was one. Do you remember the one that was called Ghost Bait? Where they actually put a potato sack on somebody's head.
Yes, and they put him in the dark, and the guy's shaking. Yes. And he's going, I feel something like, and they're going, just sit there a little bit longer.
The one guy, the one guy was in the ghost group. He was one of the investigators, but he's so, he almost poops his pants every time he goes on an investigation. That's how scared he is. So they use him as bait.
And they put a burlap bag over his head.
Yep.
Did they tie him in the chair?
Yeah, they sit him and they tie him down in the chair.
They tie him so he can't run.
He can't get up
there.
And he gets attacked by the spirits. The spirits communicate with him. He's like, I got to get out of here. They're here. It didn't last long.
And they're going, just another minute.
Yep.
It's okay. You're okay. We're watching it. You didn't see that one?
No. Nope.
When
they use
it.
I'm telling
you.
They use them as bait.
That's like inhumane. How do you do that?
I saw that. I saw that. My wife was like, we're not watching this.
Yep.
And I'm like, I saw
something new.
Cool. Because the guy was... I'm telling you, when they went back into the room to get the guy out.
Oh, he's sweating.
They took the burlap bag off him. He looked like he just ran a marathon.
Yep.
He's got sweat pouring down his face, and his eyes are about as big as plates.
And he was a big guy to begin with.
Oh, man. I forgot about that show.
Yep.
That was scary.
Ghost Bait. Yep.
And that was the one where I remember one. He's sitting in the room, and he's sitting in a bedroom, and there's a bed there.
That's right.
And they actually had the bedspread get pulled off.
That's right.
And he's sitting there. Now, he doesn't even see it. And they're sitting on the microphone.
Should we tell him?
Should we tell him? They're going, the bedspread being pulled off the bed. Should we tell him? And it was, no, don't.
Because he's in the sack.
Yeah, don't say anything. He can't say, don't say anything.
Right, right.
He's the only one that they put in the
sack,
or did they take
he was the only one.
No, he's...
I never heard of that.
Oh,
yeah, it didn't last.
But that's what I'm saying. It's surprising since... It seems like you were interested in it.
Yep.
I sat there and I thought it was pretty good.
But to use your own your teammate like the bait like that, and that's and that's where they got their name.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Sometimes we do that. We're outside the door.
Yeah.
That would be like us going up to Alaska as a group, tying one of us to a tree with a stake around our neck and saying, grizzlies are in the area.
Right, let's just film this.
Just sit there for another minute, you know?
Just relax. He's just sniffing you.
They
don't do that for the UFO chasers, do they?
No.
Let
me pick somebody out there.
But, you know, you think that with all of these thousands of shows, you know, I've only heard when they talk about their EVPs or when they show something moving, you sit there and you say, they got to have something.
Mm.
Something's got to show up. Something's got to sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there saying, Ron, the stuff you get...
Mm.
Last night I was like, whoa.
It's amazing. It is
whoa,
amazing.
Because the three of us were in that bedroom over there at the site last week.
Not making a noise.
Not making a sound. And you heard like,
the whole conversation.
Blah, blah. And you're sitting there going, the hair still goes up on my arms because there was no other sound in the room.
No.
That's pretty sick.
And it was so clear. I mean, it was unbelievable how clear. And I never heard anybody. I'm not saying that we're the best out there, don't get me wrong, but I never heard anybody, even the ones on TV, get anything as clear as we catch.
Right. How about the...
Never.
Yeah.
Jackie heard
air.
The thing breathe and...
I heard it.
Right on the recording.
That's one of the few times I've heard something right live like that. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. That should have been a premonition at this week's psychic development clip.
Also, on the video, I did capture that ribbon on the bedspread moving, so we caught that also. That's definitely...
So. We've seen that on a few of the shows where they show the actual, you know, even on online, like on Facebook. Did you remember the one that you sent it around? where the guy is sent up to the room.
Yes.
There's noise in that hotel room.
Yes, the hotel
then,
room.
Yeah, and then he didn't want to go in.
Right.
He goes in, he
well, you hear screaming and somebody getting beat up.
The police
and
said they're on their way, and he says he wants to look, take a look anyway. And as he goes in the door, you actually see the spirit
come
exit.
Out.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Yeah, I don't know. If you hear somebody getting beat up in there,
mm-hmm.
you're going to wait for
no.
the police?
No.
I would have gone to that door, opened it up, and went in there guns blazing, just beat the hell out of
mm-hmm.
whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And if I got beat up, okay. Well, right. But you can't let somebody getting beat up in there. Then he gets in there, and there's nobody there, but the rugs are ripped up, the
yep.
furniture's
yeah.
overturned, and as he's in there, you see like a...
Yep, like a form walking
a
right
form
out the door.
Walk out of the door, and the light blinks
yeah.
after he goes,
goes down the hallway. That's right.
And I'm sitting there saying to myself, is this real? Come on. Is this real? It's just like the one that I put out there from Gettysburg. I didn't get it. But I went to Gettysburg because I saw this
mm-hmm.
one where they had like four cannons lined up. And there was a guy on one of the roads. He parked his car right by the four cannons. And it's late dusk. Not real dark, but dusk. And you could actually see something materialized at
mm-hmm.
the far end of the fourth cannon, come around the front of the cannon, and then just sort of like walk between the cannons and just disappear.
Wow.
Almost like a fog, but it was in the form of a,
wow.
a body.
Mm-hmm.
And you sat there and you know, now I looked at it and I was like, wow. I said to my wife, I said, look at this. She goes, no. I don't want to know about that.
Nope.
And then she looked at it after I posted it. She goes, come on, that's fake. I fake that. How do you fake stuff? I mean, when we get stuff, it's what we're hearing.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not, we're not sitting there, you know, retaping
no.
or however we do it
mm.
and put it in there. But to actually see what's going on,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's amazing. But, man, I haven't even been watching the board here. We got, I don't know how many calls we got. I don't even think we have a list of how many calls we got.
Well, you
got
to take out the picture.
Well, okay. Yeah, okay. That's what I mean. It ought to be numbered so we know
right.
how many people are trying to come in.
You don't know who it is. It's at random. So.
Well, actually, I recognize this number, I think. I think this is good. We're going to go on this one.
Lucky number.
Hello.
Hey.
Anybody there? Who is this?
It's your Pennsylvania friend.
Here. Hi. You there. How are you? How are you? You're lucky. I recognized the number. I didn't know who it was, but I recognized it.
Well, it's me or Dana, one or the other, our Pennsylvania compatriots here.
So how'd that seal coating go for you over there?
Oh, wasn't that funny? You should have mentioned that. Isn't that hysterical?
I can't believe it either. But anyway, so tell us some of your experiences here.
My experiences or the kind of shows
yeah.
I see?
The shows, yeah. what you like, what you see and what you don't like.
I love Dead Files. I actually like Ghost Adventures because I think they've changed. They've gotten pretty, they used to be very antagonistic and want to be very confrontational. And I think now they're
yeah.
kind of softened. But I think that
they
cleanse themselves and they have things so attached to them. It's like on a weekly basis they get possessed by things, which is a good lesson to us all to keep doing what
mm-hmm.
we're doing with the sage and the prayers that
Thanks.
We say, because the ones that don't do that, I think they have problems. Did you? Oh, you didn't see the last one they had. They went to the Lizzie Borden house.
Yeah, I seen it. That was
you
a very
saw
good
that
one.
One?
That
but
was,
then
yeah,
they
that was
did they did the aftershocks where they go back and visit
right.
it, and the woman. Did you see the psychic who got
mm-hmm.
sexually
yep.
attacked by the entity that was there? I'm like,
that,
don't
that
you know?
Was,
don't
yep.
you have
okay.
any sage? I'm yelling at the
okay,
TV.
Now I'm interested.
That was Mr.
What
Borden.
What
Mr.
happened?
Mr. Borden, right. And
right.
I'm like, you know, sage, for God's sake. Why, like, protection? Yeah. But
right.
It's like, we must be the only ones that do that.
Well, the thing is about the Borden house, it was rumored to be that he was always sexually abusing Lizzie Borden. And
right.
apparently he was. Apparently he was, because
yeah.
it came out that he was.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They never said anything on the tour when I went to the house.
Yeah, right.
You know, by the way. Yeah.
They did show the bullet holes that came through two doors and shot her in the back while she was making bread. And then said, you know, the mother took over making the bread for the soldiers while her daughter was dead on the floor.
No, that was Lizzie Borden. That was,
I'm sorry. Lizzie
that was
Borden.
Gettysburg. Yeah.
Gettysburg. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 41.
Really?
And when she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
Right.
Well, he probably deserved it, though. So, I mean, you know, holy cow.
But she was acquitted with all charges.
Well, wouldn't you? I'd acquit her.
Nah.
If he was abusing her?
Well, no, it's not,
well,
that's
I didn't come
abusing.
Out.
They didn't, think, they didn't think she actually did it.
Come on.
Couldn't prove
it. Think she did. So they had a mass murder out
Double.
There. Double mass murder. I mean, really hacked away.
And she was acquitted.
And she was acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
Did they find her with blood on her or anything?
No, because they said she did it totally.
No, she had no blood on her at all. And I think that was one of the
reasons.
Liking
the story more and more.
Oh, my God.
Now, where was Lizzie Borden? Was that Salem? Where is it?
No, yeah,
it
was
up in
Massachusetts.
It is in Massachusetts.
Near Salem?
But I don't know, remember where.
I don't remember where it was either.
No,
but they have a bed and breakfast now there. You go there, you can stay there. And,
oh, yeah, that's a good thing for you to go
exactly
on vacation.
That's what I
want
to do.
I love
to
go up there for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got a 2.5 year or 3 year waiting list just to get into the place now.
Are you serious?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just for a reservation.
Is it all ghost hunters or just people?
No, it's normal people that want to go, you know, experience everything. They, you know, they feel the feelings and whatnot. And there is ghost hunters that go there also.
Yeah.
But they're average people that want to do it.
Now, Lizzie Borden, was she related to Borden Milk and the Elsie the Cow and all that?
No.
I just thought maybe, you know, that had something to do with it.
No.
Well,
you're right. There is Borden Milk in that. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and then you got brown cows and
all
of that.
So,
okay. Well, maybe not. So where's Dave tonight?
Dave is asleep. He had a very hard day. I'm whispering
really?
Here. Yeah.
Okay.
Shh.
I'm sorry.
Anyway.
We'll keep it quiet.
Yeah.
I thought maybe we could get him on the air.
Oh, no. He's snoring.
Did he go hunting?
No. It's actually a very sad story, which I won't tell you what he had to do today. But does he watch any of the shows? I make him watch some of them. But he doesn't enjoy it because he thinks that, I guess he sees a lot of the stuff that you and I and everybody's been talking about, how stupid some of it is, and it kind of annoys him, you know, the way he is. So he doesn't like watching them at all. So he'd rather make his own TV programs. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, you know.
We've
got to keep shutting the door here for all the people that keep coming in here talking about that stuff. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to stop. But the idea here is, you know, This is a great sized little shop, and I guess it's not going to be able to stay this little in it that much longer. We'll probably end up going to about a 15,000 square foot utility room or something. It's probably going to happen shortly.
More is better.
Yeah, and then you're going to see everybody else that was up here in the area go, oh, I knew Jackie when, you know? That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But anyway, there used to be a show on. And it was a long time ago. I can't remember the name. But they used to try to denounce all of the different things that people would say, like, you know, New Jersey and the, you know, they get all of those places and they try to prove them wrong. Okay? And I'm sitting there remembering that there was a place in North Carolina that where not far from where I went freshman year in college. And it was I guess not every state, but a lot of places have it called like Gravity Hill. And I just.
Going right in New Jersey, too.
Where?
In Hewitt, New Jersey.
It's on 208.
What?
That's right. It's on 208.
There's one right off 208. Yeah.
Really?
Because I used to pump
you know the
right,
one I'm
right
talking about, right, Ron?
Yep. You put it in neutral and your car goes up the hill.
Back up the hill.
Yep. And you actually see sometimes fingerprints on the car, like little kids holding. So then what happened was a person got killed there, a kid got. And now the girl's holding the car back, pushing it out of the way so she won't hit nobody else.
Oh, man. If
Gravity Hill.
Wash and wax my Corvette.
We can go there.
No fingerprints.
We can go there.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's supposed to be spirits there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you see the fingerprints on the trunk of your car on your bumper.
You said 208. Where's 208?
Well, there's
no,
he's talking about
no,
a different
the
one.
The
one.
Oh, no.
The one
that's
I'm
the name
talking
of the
about.
You would have.
The one that I'm talking about is off 208. If you put your car in neutral, mm-hmm. it'll go up instead of down this little hill. It's really weird.
Right.
I did it already. But I think Ron's talking about something else, and I can't remember where that is.
Right.
Do you remember what
pump,
town?
Yeah, I used to pump gas on the same one. I used to pump gas on Hewitt Ave. It was an Exxon station. And when you're talking about, it's right there.
Is that the
right,
208 that
right.
goes from Fairland all the way up to Oakland?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yep.
And it's on
Hewitt Ave. Mm-hmm.
I got to go
it's
check
one of
that
the,
out.
Mm-hmm. Off ramps. It's one of the off ramps. That
it is.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
All these people are listening to this right now. There's going to be a traffic jam.
They're
going to
go to Hewitt Ave.
Is there a diner or a restaurant around there?
Well, like I
not
said,
really.
There's an Exxon station in it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where it is. Yep.
Oh, man. Well, if there's no diner or anything, I probably won't go.
I know.
Well, I mean, there's a
diner
on 208. I mean, but. Mm-hmm.
There's a diner on 208?
Yeah, further down by Nabisco. At least Nabisco, they have that.
Oh, Johnny Haynes is down there.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that one too.
I could do that.
We used to hang out there all the time.
Johnny Hanges?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When I was younger, yeah.
Well, that's but when you were younger, that must have been across the river.
That's by Patterson,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool. So, what else are we going to talk about? I think we're done for the night. No, it's only quarter to eight. We got another 2.5-3 hours to go here.
Oh, geez.
No, we don't have that long. No, but it's just the fact that of all of these different things, we talked a little bit about paranormal, real TV. What do you think about real TV? Real TV, you know, when they talk about real circumstances, maybe not so much paranormal. But what do you think of the real TV stuff they've got now? Do you think it's too much? Do you think it's not enough? I mean, I've seen all of these real situations. Well, Big Brother, that's real TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the one Survivor?
That's all your reality.
Oh,
reality television.
Everybody's
real
doing
TV.
That. But that's not ghost and paranormal. That's just crazy stuff.
Yeah, it is crazy stuff. I don't know if I'd be putting myself out on an island.
You know that show, What Would You Do?
Yes.
That,
yeah.
A lot of that is
John
filmed.
John Quinones.
A lot of that is filmed in Montclair, where I live.
Well, that's because we have a lot of opinionated people in Montclair.
Yeah, I guess so.
No.
Specifically on Church Street.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know why they have it in Montclair? Because Montclair is so diverse.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Montclair is actually a really nice town.
I know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Wow.
It's still one of your better towns also.
Yeah. Montclair is mm-hmm. very nice. But John Quinones.
That's a great
good.
Show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. A lot of people step up. And even when they don't know that it's going on, they step up, and that's what everybody should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a show I just saw on TV, and I'm looking at our screen here, that was talking about Bigfoot. And they were talking about in Alaska.
Oh, that's the one Ron talked about,
I think.
That's
the
one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Alaskan
monsters.
Alaskan
it is so
monsters.
Weird. I can't even
that's
tell
a,
you.
That's a crazy one. That's a crazy
well,
one.
Well, I mean, you got footprints in the snow. Isn't that
well, no, they find hairs and they find, you know, the fur and all that, and they find out where he hides and whatnot.
That
I mean,
sounds like when I get up in the morning.
Do they think it's the abominable
but
snowman, or do they think it's like Bigfoot?
They think it's Bigfoot.
No, they're not doing really? Just Bigfoot. They're
but
doing
they're,
all
but they're
sorts
doing all.
Of things.
They do a bunch of stuff. Wild wolves and what's the other one they had on it?
Otter Man
they had on.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's,
wow.
the, what's the other one? It was like werewolves, but it was not a werewolf. It was called Hound.
Oh, something.
No.
Some I know exactly some wolf, but it was a hybrid that walks on his hind
right.
legs like a werewolf kind
exactly.
of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but what was it called? Hellhounds.
I know it has a hellhounds. Okay. Whatever you say.
Hellhounds. Yep.
All I know is the show is a little weird.
Also protect health.
Has anyone watched Finding Bigfoot? Because they just did an episode that they recorded it up here. In our area. In our area, yeah.
Up here?
Yeah.
I know they had one at it.
There is.
We
Well, they had one by Stokes
Forest.
Well,
I thought I saw something, but I mean, you know, I
for everyone
saw,
who
I
doesn't know where up here is, let me clarify. It's Sussex County, New Jersey. We're in very northern New Jersey.
Great. We got 85 people on hold, and they're all going to come up to Sussex County.
Good.
And you have to realize, when you tell people New Jersey, they don't even think there's any forested areas. So they have, they're not from the area, there's, you know, this has got a lot of expansive parks and
Some people think Northern New Jersey Hackensack sometimes.
Right,
you know.
right.
Bigfoot and Hackensack. I've seen them.
Right. Mercedes, where did they go? Do you know?
It was in. They were in Freedon.
Oh wow.
Well, that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
The western part of Sussex County.
Yeah, you're out northern western.
There's a lot of open areas.
They're saying that it wasn't made public, and you know that people gathered at the Fountain House there on Route 94.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when did they do this?
In June.
This past June, we missed it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh man, do they have like a society or something we can join so we can go next time?
Well, they said they listened to stories from people too that had.
So
they
interview
people.
They
have town hall meetings.
And everybody gets a tour.
And they see.
It'll probably be airing in December.
No, what they say is, has anybody seen or heard of a Bigfoot? And everybody raises their hand and seen it. And that's what they do, go by, how many people seen it.
Really?
Nobody's ever the majority. No.
You know,
I don't know anybody. One where a hunter shoot a baby Bigfoot. And he went back for it and it was gone. I guess the main Bigfoot, the father, the mother, carried the baby away. I don't think anybody ever seen that, but I've seen that.
Well, monkeys do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know,
they
care
for
them.
They
care
for their. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think Bigfoot is from involved from that. Right.
Voodoo?
Kangaroos.
Yeah, that's, they're not scary.
Right.
Kangaroos pretty much just come over and punch you in the crotch.
They kick you with their back feet.
Yeah. They put the boxing gloves on to fake you out, and then they kick you.
Right. We all know where they kick you.
Finding Bigfoot was in South Jersey too. Doing
They were in the Pine Barrens.
Yeah, so that was before that.
Wasn't that Tony Soprano?
I'm surprised they haven't. The UFO chasers haven't.
That's the homemade. Yeah. That's what that is.
Well, you know, talking about UFOs, I've got friends of mine that lived on 84 out towards I forgot what that is. The Candlestick Lakes or something up there, Candle Lake, and that's an active area. They would tell me, I mean, I worked in Scarsdale for about 4 years one time, and they lived up in that area. They'd come down from that area, and they would tell me regularly, once a week, they were seeing things. And then there was that one time when the state trooper pulled over on the side of the road, and a whole bunch of cars pulled over with the state trooper, and they were watching this thing over the reservoir up there. Mm-hmm. And people are, and he's calling it in, and there's no record of anything being in the area in the sky. And they sit there and they go, oh, no, you know, it probably didn't happen.
Mm.
And they had, like, people on the side of the road watching this thing.
Say a lot of witnesses, that's for sure.
Well, it's just like there's no mountain lions in northern New Jersey.
Right.
The state will tell you that.
Yeah, there
troopers
is.
Troopers will tell you there are.
Yeah, there is.
But the state will tell you, no, there's no matter.
Has there ever been a weird New Jersey television show?
No.
Why? That seems silly to me.
I
would watch that.
That's a good point. That's a real good point.
How about just...
You know what?
Oh, God. Well, that's pretty weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm rooting for Teresa. Doesn't she get her and her husband get to go to court tomorrow?
Oh.
I think they go to court tomorrow for their... their sentencing
insurance
or whatever.
Fraud or whatever they were doing.
Poor Teresa. Come on. Free Teresa. Free Teresa.
Sign up.
Her husband, well, you know, he did what he did, but come on, Teresa. Come on. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't know.
They go. Yeah, but...
Maybe she'll flip a table in the courtroom.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? You know, you're going to 10 years.
Make it 15.
That's crazy stuff.
But yeah, that would be really marketable, I would think, if they made a weird New Jersey TV show.
They could start with weird New Jersey and then go weird USA.
Yeah.
And then weird country, whatever, or weird world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we could do all of that stuff because nobody else is doing it. I mean, you know what?
Well,
you know,
have we ever gone to any of the Weird New Jersey sites? Yeah. So why don't we do
we
all
have?
Of them?
You did before I got here. It's been years already. We got to start going to these places.
Yeah.
In fact,
I got all
there's
this
a
stuff
place on. That's up on top of the mountain with the rocks that are made out of seats or something. They make mm-hmm. like seats and everything.
There's one right in Total Road that the comes out of the cemetery.
Well, Clinton Road is right by
nobody
Mark.
That's what we're here for.
We tried that one, the cops were all over. They were going to do that. So the minute they stop and get out of your car, they're like, right there.
But they got the shakes down there.
They
you know,
just get permission.
Yeah, with the
that's where they got those little people houses. Remember the little people
yep.
houses?
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty scary. Yep. They were raising the chicks. You got to be careful with them.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, I got pulled over down there. Okay, I got pulled over by a cop one time with my wife. I was speeding, and he pulls over, and I'm telling you, I told him, I said the reason I was speeding.
Try to get through this town.
Was because, I really wasn't thinking about my speed because we were looking at the shigs. And he looks at me and he starts laughing. And then he says, okay, takes my paperwork up to the car and he comes back and he goes, okay, look. He says, I know what you were looking at. He goes, just, take this paperwork back. I'm not going to give you a ticket. He says, just drive slower. And he was a really nice guy.
Wow.
But when I told him the shakes, he knew exactly what I was talking about. So you got to be careful down there. Very, very careful.
Now, what is the shakes? People don't really know what they are.
Look, when you're going down there, I guess it's 206 that goes all the way down through there. There's a farm, if you're going south, on the right side, that's got these animals that look like they're half pig and half sheep. They look like sheep with that are pigs.
Okay.
And you sit there and you look at them and you're like, what the?
So they're right out there in front of you?
They're right there. They're right there and they're big.
Wow.
And me and my wife stop. And I'm like, first off.
Chupacabra.
That's it. We went down past them and when we saw them going down, we were like, stop them. We're looking at them. We're like, what the? And I said, this looks like it's half pig and half sheepish because it's a shig. And I'm like, really? And then we took off. And we went to where we were going. We went down to, was it New
Peep.
Hope? No. Peep? No. No. Peep has a whole different meaning there. Gives you ideas of, you got to stop now.
The little birdies for Easter peeps.
Oh, the peeps. The right. peeps. No, those are chicks. But we went down to New Hope. We've been to New Hope. Great town. We're coming back. And as I got closer and closer to the shakes, I got more and more nervous.
Right.
And my feet picked up. All of a sudden, there's a cop comes up over the hill. I didn't even see him. He just came up over the rise, and he's right at me, and I see his radar gun. And I was like, oh, shit. And I look at my rearview mirror, and he turns around. I was like, that. And when he pulled me over, I had my paperwork out. I knew what he was.
Right.
And he says, you know how fast you were going? I said, yeah, I was doing more than the speed limit. Then he goes, okay, you got your paperwork? I said, right here. He goes, why were you going so fast? I said, I wasn't thinking. We were looking at the chicks. and he looked, and we were laughing. Me and my wife, I'm telling you, this would have been the best pullover the whole day because we were laughing our butts off. And he just started smiling, and he went back to his car. And he comes back and he goes, okay, look, I'm not going to give you a ticket. He says, but slow down, okay? I said, all right.
Now, everybody is going to go a little bit.
Without a doubt.
I'm telling you.
What town is that?
They're going
to look for the peep
it's
and
down
shake.
What's the name of that town? Oh, man. It's all the way down there. I can't think of the name of the town. It's one of these towns where, like, they have the fairy tale castle or something in it and all of that.
So you're talking about Oak Ridge.
No.
That's Fairy Tale Castle.
That's Fairy Tale Forest.
Yeah, it's Forest, yeah.
This is the castle thing or something. And if you go down there, take 206 all the way down, you hit it. It's only about maybe 20 minutes from Pennsylvania.
I'm trying to think, what kind of towns are over there?
I can't think
Have you ever heard of that, Veer?
No.
Yeah, I've never heard
look
of
that
up.
Either.
Never heard of Shigs?
It's the first I've heard of it.
No Shigs? No shigs in
the cop probably thought you were smoking a lot of stuff and say, oh, yeah, there's a shig.
Well, you're saying it's 20 minutes from Pennsylvania.
From
that's
Pennsylvania,
why
yeah. Not far, from New Hope. Coming up 206.
Hmm.
Very cool. Very
now
cool.
Now, how did you know there were shigs there?
I didn't. That's what when we.
He just
when
came
we,
up with that word
we,
and told the cop shigs and he knew what you were talking about.
He,
wow.
And we started laughing.
Now that's funny.
And you know
that's
what? He
good.
Looked at me and he went, he started smiling. So I thought he knew what I was talking about. And he went up to his
maybe
guard.
Maybe
he
just thought
back.
You were nuts.
Well, I mean, that could have been.
Sorry,
I never thought of that.
They were sniffing it.
Yeah. Yeah, he told us to lower the window down, and he
so,
sort of wafted. He wanted to
right.
see if we had anything in the car that we were smoking.
Maybe he'll see the shigs.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, he was a really, really nice guy. So, I mean, I've got no complaints with
so
that.
Maybe they should do a show on those.
On shigs? Heck yeah. I'm just thinking.
A chupacabra show.
Half sheep and half, was that mutton or lamb, and half pig. Can you imagine? That'd be a great roast.
I'd say that'd be good food, man.
Go on the food.
Yeah, you know, you go for the food stuff
the
there.
Detour.
Get some ribs there. Shig ribs. That's got a ring to it, doesn't it? Shig
yeah.
ribs?
Yeah.
Not pork
shig
ribs. Not mutton ribs. Not lamb ribs,
holy
but shig ribs. I like that. We could open up a store and have shig ribs in them. Anyway,
Sierra, help.
Yeah, that's all right. I'm letting the ship sink as I'm listening.
Yeah. What about
SOS?
What about vampires? Are vampires real?
Is there a show on? Does anybody know if there's a show on them, like an actual reality show? No. Right?
No, but sometimes you catch them on History Channel.
There's a lot of
vampires.
Because even if you talk about paranormal TV shows. They have ones like Supernatural and,
almost.
You know, True Blood, which just ended.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks almost like that. Mm-hmm.
I just Googled half pig, half sheep. I did try to Google shig, but it doesn't come up.
Didn't
so.
Come up. Half
half
what?
Pig, half sheep.
And it came up. Look at that, huh?
Yeah.
See that?
It
look
is.
That
it's like a pig with curly sheep fur. Wool.
And, but when we saw them, they were completely bald. They must have just
shaved them.
Yeah.
Maybe they grow real wool.
Because these things were scary looking.
What if the wool sweaters you're buying in New Jersey are made from shig wool?
Mm.
Not sheep.
I'm telling you, that's
that's imitation. Then. Wouldn't that be imitation?
No, that would
no.
be the real thing. Shig?
Yeah.
It's real shig.
We only grow them in New Jersey.
Imagine seeing that, you know, made in the USA.
Yeah, hell.
I am looking up shigs as we speak. They really
no,
are funny
that's
looking.
Not gonna be, that's not going to be on Wikipedia. You got to look up.
No,
you look up half pig and half. I mean half pork or pig, half pig
half
and half
pig,
sheep.
Half sheep.
That's what you
I did. It's and then they had half goat, half sheep. So,
goat what?
Very half interesting.
Sheep.
Yeah. No, I'm just thinking, you know, you really can't milk it, though, right?
I would say.
You can't milk a pig, right?
Yeah.
No. We got way off topic.
Way off
topic. Well, guess who just walked in? Mark.
Hey, guys.
Mark.
Oh, my God.
Mark just walked in, and he's got his whole full regalia on for the fire department here. He looks so official.
I do. Sad times, but... So you guys are talking about paranormal investigating shows, right?
Actually, we're talking about shigs.
Actually, we're talking about shigs.
All right. So my way over here, I'm going to bring it back on topic before I go off. I'm going to date myself on this. Now, Ron and Charlie should probably remember this one. In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy.
In Search Of.
Ah,
what a
yeah.
great show that was
the ultimate in like ghost hunting shows. I mean, I watched that as a kid, watching Leonard Nimoy. That was the
in
best
In Search
thing.
Of. That's an old one.
See, I'm dating myself, but how cool was that?
That was
yeah.
cool. You're right.
Yeah.
You're going back, what, 70s, right? Late 70s, early 80s?
That's almost back to Zachary.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
That lasted
oh.
a long time.
Oh, you remember Zachary?
Yes, I do.
I do, too. I thought he was great. I love Zachary.
Yeah.
He looked like he was 80 years old, and he's 80 now. So, I mean, you know.
But think about it. That was a show a long time ago, and they did cover, like,
yes, they
covered
did.
Everything.
Yes,
everything.
Did. That was a great show.
Those that yeah. was the, that was. I mean, we with Leonard Nimoy. He's sick right now, though. We got to get him better.
What do you mean?
He's
what?
Got COPD.
Yes.
You got to. We got to
oh,
send
no.
good. Everyone, all listeners, send good juju
is
out to
really?
Spock. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Best Bilbo Baggins song ever. That was another weird thing with him singing that.
Where's McCoy when you need him?
He's dead.
Oh, well, you got to bring him back so you could, you know, put that little over him so he could heal him.
Yeah,
you
same know? Thing Scotty. They sent Scotty's ashes up in the sky and they lost it. NORAD lost him. They were tracking him.
Oh,
they
I remember
find him.
That. Yeah.
Huge thing, yeah.
They threw it out and they can't track it.
They lost Scotty.
More power.
But that was my one job. I used to search him.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You're younger than all of us, and you remember.
I used to watch it as a young kid, Saturday nights, man. At my grandparents' house eating waffles for dinner. Leonard Nimoy would come on, you hit the bongos playing.
The bongos.
Yeah, he did Loch Ness.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, he did all the subjects that, like, now they're just, like, common knowledge, but all the ones that, like, he just tried to water that.
He basically
really
brought it out.
Yeah. Anyone that's young, look up on YouTube.
Wow.
I'm sure that
In Search of. I can't believe you brought that up. That was a great show.
That was. And topic of tonight's show to bring you back on.
Yeah.
No, for the last 18 seconds you're on the air.
Oh, we've got plenty of time.
Cool.
Like half an hour.
Yeah, we're
nice.
Going to keep going.
Look at that. Good. Can I take my tie off?
Anything you want here. Holy cow.
Yeah, there were some cool shows.
There were some good shows back then. Come on, what else, Mark? I mean, you got fresh memory.
I mean,
well, what else was back then? Search of, I know you studied up on that one, but come on.
So, I used to watch even Cosmos with Carl Sagan.
Well, that was way older.
That was before. No, the new one, not the new one with What's-His-Face.
No, Carl
Sagan,
that was in the late 80s, 90s.
Was it? No.
Yeah.
No.
Carl Sagan? Millions and millions. Absolutely.
Oh, that's
I don't remember when that one was. Do you know what year that was, Vera?
Look it up.
No. All I know, I'm looking at geese, half goats, half sheep now, so I'm really doing great.
Oh, my God. They're called
geese. We got pictures on it, right? Well,
geese, half goat, half sheep.
Oh, my God. They're called the
geese. Geese. Holy cow.
That's much better than
well,
a
chick.
Well,
what is it? Mike is half Hungarian, half Italian, so let's make him a hungry. Come on.
What about Unsolved Mysteries when they would do?
Oh, yeah, I used to watch that.
And they would do ghost stuff
that.
Also.
I didn't watch that one.
It was kind of weird.
No.
That was neat.
Now, were you talking about Carl Sagan?
It's call
yeah.
in, you know.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the Titanic. And,
but they couldn't find the year that one was.
He's
Carl
in search
Sagan?
Of, see?
Well, he died in 96,
that's it.
He couldn't have been
on
TV before, after that.
It was for Cosmos?
Yeah.
No, I remember Carl Sagan. He had that big, poofy.
Well, she's saying he passed away in 96.
Yeah, he passed away in 96. Yeah, it was before that. He had that big, poofy, like, 80s haircut with a tweed jacket.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who's the guy who's doing Cosmos now?
Neil Tyson DeGrasse.
Yes.
He's great.
I met him.
He's cool.
You met him?
And I got emails from him.
Oh.
Because I had to go over there. I had a friend of mine. So they had a meteorite, and this thing was heavy.
Yeah.
So I helped them take it over there, and I didn't see him for more than maybe 30 seconds, but he came into the room, and I was like,
he's like a unicorn. I love him.
Yeah.
Unicorn.
A unicorn.
Yeah.
No, there was nothing protruding.
But, he's magical.
Magical. Okay.
There was a great picture of him.
Okay.
It was going around the internet. It was actually. Kid got on his lap on the subway, and he goes, "Old nerd, on his lap." You only knew who that was, and the mind that man has.
Yeah.
All right, so we had
He's
In Search
cool.
of, we had Unsolved Mysteries, Cosmos to an extent dealt with some of the stuff. What else was there? I mean,
way back then.
What did that? Did Lauren Green do stuff? Well, he had Wild Kingdom,
Bonanza.
I think. Right?
Yeah,
no,
he did that.
No, he never did the cryptological stuff.
He didn't do the, like, unexplained mysteries.
No.
Okay.
That's why Unsolved Mysteries was like that, and the way that guy would talk.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah.
Do
you have information on Bigfoot? Call this number.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
but there were a lot of shows where they had those. The one ghost story I always saw on TV, like, when they did shows with the one with the girl. People are driving along, and the girl in the white dress is in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, stop.
Recession
like, Annie. They think they're going to go through her, they're going to hit her.
Doesn't she get in the car?
Recession Annie.
Yeah, I think that she's in the back seat, right?
I don't know where she's in. All I know is I thought she gets in.
I remember this was definitely the 80s. I was living in the Wayne house, so God, I must be like 10, 12 years old. They had something on TV. It was right around when the time when Geraldo, it was after when Geraldo did his Al Capone's Vault. Remember that?
Yes.
So they were doing these special things. They had a seance on network TV for Houdini. Remember that?
Houdini,
yes.
The Houdini seance.
Yeah. Wasn't too successful.
Not at all. Not at all. But, no, just a shot in the dark at it.
Had a lot of promise, though.
It did have a lot. Oh, Carl Sagan. Look at that. What a great guy.
Yeah, he
they
was
need
good.
To use, like, Long Island Medium or King
yeah.
Rico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should have.
Or Jane Doherty.
Yeah.
Or
Jackie Geary.
Maybe we should have Jane call in tonight to talk about our Dead Tenants show.
Yeah.
It's a shame that she's got that building and she's got nothing but dead
well,
tenants
she's
in it.
Busy
you know?
For October. October is a really busy month for
Busy
for us.
Yeah.
So anybody in this kind of field is going to be their busy month.
She doesn't go on a broom, right?
No.
A few others do, but not her.
That's because the veil is very thin.
What?
We have a few rooms here.
Oh yeah, well, yeah. We have
all
a few people that come in here. That,
rack my brain again, trying to think of more stuff.
Well, there's a lot on that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Vera, are there any you don't like that are on now?
Any that I don't like? I don't like those monster ones. The
you don't like that
ones,
one?
Like I think they're fake. I mean, don't you think? Like,
I'm not
the,
that. Yeah, some of them they just don't feel like they're that real. It's almost like you were talking about with even the mediums where you feel like
what about the one that used to be on Sci-Fi, Goldmine? Remember that one where they go into the gold?
Oh, yes.
And...
I remember seeing one of the...
Was it Goldmine or Gold?
Yeah, they would go into a gold mine.
Yeah.
They would mine for gold
and
hunt for ghosts at the same time.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah,
when was that on?
I remember seeing it before.
Ghost
Mine.
That was Ghost Mine.
It was on Sci-Fi
that
Channel.
I heard of.
What happened was they brought EMF detectors, they brought recorders, and they actually put ghosts
Thanks
in the mines.
The correction,
there you go.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That sounds more like
Ghost Mine.
It was just
kind of cool. I remember the name. I don't
that's
think I watched
saying.
This.
When
she
said Ghost Mine, then I remember the name, but I never saw it.
Didn't last long.
So what are the shows that you guys talk?
It was supposed to come back, but I don't know.
There was any big breakout shows?
No,
just,
right.
He was Ron was talking about Race Chasers, which I've not seen yet. But there's a few that I heard weren't good that came out, you know, just this past season, actually.
What about, all right, right when the ghost hunting shows were just coming out, even before it, there was a Michael Keaton movie.
That, Beetlejuice?
No! Say it again. White Noise.
Oh,
and,
I saw that.
And it was all about EVPs.
Yeah, it was.
How cool was that? Yep. In fact, that's what I remember looking at this. Oh, I remember watching that movie, looking up what EVPs are, and then sitting there listening to EVPs in my room. Like, God, I must
have
been like 23.
Evil spirits. They killed, they killed a wife and all,
yep.
and they
but
wanted to
But there are a
end.
Lot of shows. Like, if you step out of the reality show,
mm-hmm.
there are a lot of shows now. That four movies being done on the paranormal.
Oh yeah,
even
mm-hmm.
the ones that are out now, like Lones. There's some really scary, like Ouija
mm-hmm.
one just yes. coming out. Right?
And the one that Vera was talking about last night, Annabella or whatever that is, with the doll.
Annabelle.
Holy gee, that looks terrifying. I would, I don't.
Well,
you
know what was terrifying? Holding that doll last night, that's what was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
but that's really big now in terms of movies.
Oh, yeah.
I think it really. I think it started really with Paranormal Activity, and then it started to get big again.
These are all reruns from Chucky, though. Come on.
These are all reruns from the Twilight Zone.
The little guys walking around.
Yeah.
The first ones I saw was Witchboard, and that was from ages ago, and that was about a demon possessing.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Then they had Witchboard 2, 3.
Oh, remember the Wax House? The old one? Oh, that was a scary one. I remember watching that when I was a kid.
Yeah, there's a lot right now. But even the shows, like I was just saying, Supernatural is huge.
Mm-hmm.
The big
yeah.
TV show. There's a lot of True Blood that just went off the air. That was big. That was a vampire one.
The whole Twilight
I
thing?
I loved Ghost Whisperer when Ghost Whisperer was on. That
Ghost
was a
Whisperer.
Great
yeah.
show. Love
like
that.
I like that too.
There were a lot of popular shows, and it's funny, they are popular, so obviously it's a field.
It's the mainstream thing.
People are interested.
Well, I think a lot of it broke out was right around 98, 99. Do you remember? It was a style. Everything you saw was like alien head. It was the anniversary of Roswell, and the whole paranormal thing started breaking out. Where it's, oh look, exactly.
Because it lightened it up a little bit for people.
Yeah.
What?
So.
Wow, Mercedes is speechless. Okay, Ron, put your phone away. No more pictures.
You ever see that show?
Anyway. Yeah, we got about 18 minutes left.
If we want
to keep going that far. But, yeah, you know what? We got Vera on the line. I really don't want to bring somebody in that we don't know right now because we only have a couple of seconds. They might want a reading or they might want to, you know, get a
hot
wash or
something
luck, like
man.
That.
See
you know?
What we get.
Nah, it wouldn't be fair to everybody else that's been waiting a long time here. But it's kind of fun because every week, especially the past couple of weeks, man, the callers went up a lot. And, it's amazing. Yeah, of course. Yeah. We're talking about fake pictures here. You know, to go along with the vampires and everything else that's out there.
Vampires are a big thing right now, though.
Yeah, but you know.
They are.
Maybe the vampire thing, though. I'm not getting it.
Oh, I like the vampire stuff.
Well, the idea of vampires.
The vampire
thing. Same
thing
as zombies.
It's the romance of it. Is what's
that's
doing
the
it.
Romance.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
the romance of it. It's almost like a Romeo and Juliet thing. And that's what.
For some people,
only
you die again. Dracula, they researched the history of all that, and he existed.
Well, I was going to say, the untold story of Dracula is coming in the movies in October. It's going to be a movie on Dracula.
The untold story?
The untold story of Dracula.
What was
actually,
his real
you
name?
Know, I saw the trailer. That looked pretty cool. It paints him in a completely different light.
Yeah. What was his name? Vlad
the Impaler, yeah. And his thing was he would take his enemies and he would on spikes.
Yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah, Dracula.
Yeah.
Another great show that a lot of people are watching now if they're using Netflix, which a lot of people do, is Hemlock Grove. And Hemlock Grove, the main character is a werewolf. It's
yeah.
really cool. It's really awesome.
American Horror Story, the last
oh,
the last
yeah,
one.
American
yeah,
Horror
the,
Story,
the
last
Coven.
Coven,
yeah.
The last
Coven.
Season.
No.
In a few weeks, Freak Show
yeah.
is starting.
Oh, okay. I'm excited for Freaks. It looks
yeah.
Because like, I remember when Carnival was on HBO. Now I'm stoked for like Freaks. Carnival was like, that was
Freak
good.
Show is going to be
was.
Great.
Yeah.
Does anybody else remember Carnival?
It's the hip thing.
I remember it, but I don't think it was that popular, was it?
How long ago was it on?
It was last
a couple
season.
Years, right?
Yeah.
Carnival.
I used to watch
no,
it.
No,
I
Carnival,
mean, I was...
You meant, no. Carnival was on, let's see, 2004, 2005. It only ran for two seasons.
Really?
And it
I know,
was
and I was glued to the TV. It was pretty spooky.
Where this preacher was the devil walking
right.
on earth. And this
right.
And this one, I forget the guy's name. He was in the Terminator movie. He was just kind of like a transient roadie in the 30s there. He was supposed to be like a reincarnation of Christ almost. Really good movie. It got to the final battle, and they just ended it there. And like, where's the rest, you know?
Yeah, whatever.
What's going on? Yeah, it was, if you can find it, was two seasons. It was a really good show.
And
it
also with American Horror Story, the first season, Murder House,
yes.
is all about
yeah.
ghosts and
it's,
spirits.
Yeah. That was so cool. For people I haven't seen, I'm not going to spoil it. But
well, you know what? All of American Horror Story deals with spirits.
Everyone, yeah.
I don't know if Freak Show will, but every season has.
The witches.
No, they did.
They
did too.
Bit.
Yeah.
Because they dealt with voodoo
that's
and
right.
souls
mm-hmm.
and things like that. So, yeah.
Asylum had the aliens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they had the cryptozoological stuff. They had like the weird creatures that they were making.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah. American cool. Horror Story, if you're into the paranormal stuff and like a little bit of creepy thing thrown in there, American Horror Story is a great show.
A lot of that.
Yeah.
You know what's amazing is all of the shows that everybody's remembering are from a while ago.
Yeah, nothing really.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
I
shows
love the Twilight
today,
Zone.
Yeah, they're not grabbing you. They don't grab you by the short ears.
You could pick.
They don't get you.
You could pick almost every major horror movie that's happened. And laid it back to a Twilight Zone episode.
Yeah.
Chucky.
That was the Talking Tina episode.
Yep. Right. Yep. Don't talk to him. Peanut butter sandwiches. Yep. Give him everything he wants.
Yep.
It was all great stuff.
And you know what I just realized recently? To serve man. Now.
How to
serve man. But here's the kicker. I know this is a total tangent, but serve man. Remember the alien? He recently just passed away.
No.
Yes. I'll give you a hint who he was.
From the monsters.
James Bond villain.
Oh, the guy with the teeth.
Jaws.
Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
He was the alien.
He was the alien?
He was the alien. Young Richard Kiel, yeah.
Very young.
You know what? You know what was a good show for like paranormal stuff? The X-Files.
Yes.
Yeah, X-Files.
That was
they
another.
Did all kinds of things, and they did a lot with like extraterrestrials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
did. Yeah.
It was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
You know, they still have movies after that too. People still talk about the X-Files.
People love it.
They made a movie for it. Remember?
Yeah. I remember when the X-Files first came out, I thought it was like another one of those unsolved mysteries things.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a plot behind this. It's all okay.
Yeah. Well, I think what people like about that is they thought, wow, this could possibly be real.
Yeah.
Because of where they would set it, where they put the setting or what the circumstances were around it.
Wow.
And things like that. But
amazing.
I didn't watch that show all the time, but I saw, you know, the ones I did watch.
Yeah.
They were pretty interesting.
That was also good for a conspiracy series, The X-Files. That was really good for that.
It's on again, you know, on Sunday nights.
It is?
It's on Sunday. Yes, on Sunday nights now.
X-Files.
On some obscure channel. I just know that it's on. It was on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I think they're putting it on Netflix this month, maybe. I read an article online of what they're putting on Netflix this month, and I want to say that they're putting the X-Files a couple seasons on.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Who was that, David Duchovny?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Jillian Anderson.
They always wanted us to get together.
They never did.
Yeah.
Everybody's hoping for that to get together.
Well, no reason to watch the show now.
Yeah. Remember years and years ago, they used to have that show, Ghosts of Mr. Muir. Remember that one?
I did. I watched that.
That was like one of the first ghosts.
Where it was interactive.
Yeah. And he was handsome. He had beard. Yeah.
Edward Mulhare.
That's who it was. Holy cow.
I'm walking to that.
There
I
you go.
I watched that show when I was little.
Edward Mulhare.
You couldn't remember In Search Of.
No. I didn't remember In Search Of.
Okay, good.
I
couldn't listen to the show in the way
that was the best one.
I liked all
what about
like
that. What about the TV show Topper?
That's another one. It's a ghost.
You guys are looking at me like, you don't remember Topper?
I don't even remember that one.
I remember
Edward,
Topper.
Edward, what was it? Edward G. Carroll, and he had the dog?
Yep.
What was the dog's name? The Big St. Bernard.
Nobody knows.
I remember
Marmaduke,
but
that's not that show.
I'm trying to remember. I didn't realize it was a
Vera and me
I
remember
Kukla,
Fran, and Ollie from the 50s.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm very old. What can I tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going way back. Man.
I've never heard of that one. What year was that on?
Kukla, Fran, and Ollie?
I've heard of that.
Oh, Topper.
Was Topper, on?
Topper was probably in the early 60s.
Oh, hell,
that was
even
black and white.
Yeah, but it was so good. It was so good. There were two ghosts that lived in his house, and they were a married couple. It was so great. It was so great. Yeah.
You know what? Even though there are all these medium shows out, I really would like one for just, you know, like what Jackie does. I mean, he does mediumship, but like cards and doing stuff like that. I think it'd be cool, and I think a lot of people would watch it. But no one's ever done it.
The World Series of Poker?
You know, whenever... No.
World Series of Tarot.
Oh, Tarot.
Tarot.
Oh,
Charlie, I didn't know that. Or like energy, you know, like what you do with the energy healing and stuff. But anytime you see a psychic portrayed on television, they're like a fortune teller wrapped in a turban. They're like Miss Cleo.
You gotta die.
Like Sylvia Brown would do, or John Edwards, where they do psychic information. They usually do mediumship.
Yeah.
Because how do you know? You could maybe give information from somebody's history, but how would you know what's going to come for their future unless that person came back and said it was right?
So
we tend to stick more to the mediumship and talking to people.
Is it me, or is it, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think I'm right. But the longer Sylvia Brown was around, the more tough she got. She got very like
tough, like personality wise.
She when people would talk to her and she'd say something and they'd ask a question, she was very indignant with an answer.
Oh, you mean she's very matter of fact?
Well, not even matter of fact, just sort of aggravated that they're even questioning her. And I was like, what the? You know, and here's Montel sitting there smiling away. And I'm sitting there going, Sylvia, lighten up a little bit. These people paid to see you.
And she always had that look on her face.
Well, that's because she was old. Yeah, she was old.
She wasn't.
But, you know, you get to a certain age, might as well hang it up, you know?
She did a lot, though. Like, she was all
she did
a
huge thing. She worked with a lot of police departments. She did everything.
I mean, and that was the interesting thing. I mean, I would love to see, you know, something like that, too. I mean, you show, you know, you help them feel, show a practical side of it. Not practical, but beyond just coming in for a reading, again, you work. All right, now let's see it working with the government. I mean,
well, that's what the Dead Files, that's why I like that show, because that is a cop and a medium. And he does all the, like you're talking about, he does all the detailed of the, you know, like by the book, and then she does all the spiritual side,
well,
so it's interesting.
I would love to see something like DARPA project in the 60s gone into again. That would be kind of cool. The guy's doing remote viewing, trying to spy on the Russians.
Yeah. that would be
cool. You had that movie recently, The Men Who Stare at Goats.
That's right.
And that was...
That was like that,
I mean, seriously, that's what those guys were doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's some cool stuff. But no, it would be nice to see a show with Jackie Geary on it. And
specifically Jackie Geary.
My fan club here.
And seeing her help multitudes of people.
Okay. I don't want to see her on the show too fast because that means she'll be spending less and less time here at the store.
We're going to have a show for our group all together.
Yeah, I would love that as well, but there should be two.
Yes. I could have a show in my awesomeness.
Okay, we're almost done tonight. We've only got a couple of seconds left, so what I'd like to do here is I'd like to tell everybody, you know, we're going to quit it here for the night. Dude, we're starting to go off on the deep end. I thought it was the deep end when I was talking about chicks now. Mark brings
like
a whole new dynamic to the show.
I like Vera's Jeep.
Jeep.
Much
Jeep.
Yeah, I'm going to get some.
Jeep.
Hard G.
They're very cute. You should look them up on the internet.
They are. I saw a picture.
And you can actually milk those, right? Because you can milk the goat. So.
I retract my Jeep and make it a Jeep.
Got to be careful, man, when you're milking those geek stuff. Because you want to make sure you grab the right thing.
I'd like to apologize to all the younger viewers in the audience.
who remembers, hang on, who remembers Close Jack, the night store?
Yes!
Remember that guy? With Darren McGavin.
I do. Darren McGavin. Yeah. Oh, man.
He passed away recently, too.
Yeah. He was great, though. He was great. What was his best movie?
Oh, my God.
Christmas. Did I wake you?
Yeah. Right. This is
story. With Ralphie.
He was the dad.
Yeah. The dad.
Most iconic role.
Oh, my God. Those damn dogs going out and took on the bridges from the
town.
Oh, heck. We're going to have to end it. We're getting low on time here. Join us
for our next episode, The Christmas Story, as told through the eyes of Ikra.
We can close this out tonight because, you know, we'll continue it after we go off the air. My apologies to the other 85 people that are sitting here on hold.
The next couple weeks we'll be doing our...
Oh!
So the show will be airing either at a different time or will be a pre-recorded episode.
Well, tell them why. Tell them why. Tell them why.
Because we're holding our Ghost Hunter certification course.
And it's 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And following that?
We're holding that at that time because we'll be having a public ghost hunt.
Right.
That final week.
And if it's anything like it was last year, it's going to be crazy because the shop's a nice size, but we had to line out the door.
I'm getting chills now thinking about it.
Yeah, that's a good one. We can't wait.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you need tickets for that, the number is 973-209-7070. Okay, that's 973.
Or you can go to www.trinitymetaphysicalcenter.com. It's all up online.
Or you can come here to the shop and pay cash or with your credit card. I mean, you know. We got all the
what
options.
What is the cost?
$15. That's it.
$15 for an all.
And it's
time.
The week before Halloween.
October
21st. On a Friday night.
So you're going to get your freak on the
you
week
good.
Before Halloween.
And what's the age bracket? You got to be older than 12.
Was it 13?
12 or 13 and above.
Okay.
You got to be a mature 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. But last year, We had a great time. Oh, yeah. People got some unbelievable shots with their cameras. They brought their flashlights. We walked around.
Like, we got
this,
complete sentences.
Oh, man.
Full-bodied apparition.
The cemetery we were at has Revolutionary War soldier graves, Civil War soldier graves, and fresh graves.
How fresh?
Well, fresh enough where you don't want to be stepping on them, okay? That's why you got a flashlight.
Like, no grass yet,
water.
Fresh?
No grass. No grass. The no type breath. Where, like, if it rains, you don't want to step on it because you might end up falling in there.
Oh, like Night of the Living Dead, the hamster.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want to do that.
I'm looking forward. I'm wearing shorts.
I hope so. I hope you're wearing shorts. But anyway, listen, we're gonna call it a night here tonight. I'm going to say goodnight. This is Charlie Saint signing off. Next.
Good night. I'm Ron.
How you doing? Now it's Mark. Have a good night, everybody.
Mercedes. Goodbye. Jackie.
Okay.
And you got Vera.
And Vera.
Yeah, Vera.
Vera,
bye-bye,
say goodbye.
Say bye. I'll see ya.
Bye-bye, Vera. Thanks for coming
bye-bye.
In.
Bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye. Everybody wave.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Okay. 90.
Okay.
I cover it up and keep it in a box.
And we do get it going.
There you go.
And it takes us only about
20 minutes.
Yeah,
25
minutes.
Okay. So how do you like the stand button, the boom mic thingy?
Good, but Ron got a different clamp because that one kept
going. Okay.
Yeah. But that clamp, this clamp works great.
Yeah, it's going to fall off. Nice. You want more like those?
No, well, we're fine with the one in the stand, but I know we're one short because when there's five people, there isn't enough. You can't hear whoever's on the phone. You can share mics.
Only two people we have. It's great.
Yeah. Not for everybody.
Yeah, we got plenty more.
You just checked it super awesome.
So, did you find out if the fair is going or no?
All right. So, apparently the guy that was, the president was not there that night. He went with his wife earlier in the morning. But so I'm going around his back again.
Right.
So I should have the definite answer by Friday. But I'm simply going to call up everyone that has to sign the paper and say, do you have a problem with this? No. Okay.
Well, just because I got to let, that's already, we're only a month away then.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if Pam and them are available at this point. But
Pam will be available for a heartbeat.
I just want to make sure we.
And like I said, I'm also going to go vendor shopping and order them lights for you.
So, but there's only so much space at the firehouse anyway, so we were already almost full because I was going to, the thing is I want to check, I'm going to send a message to the fairy lady, because of the math and told Micah, and I don't want any more readers if we already have four, because the thing is I want to see if Jane is available. I'm going to tell her if we can get the ninth, are you available?
Yeah.
So, if she's not, she's not, because now it's not all noticed, so I didn't.
Got it.
Oh, we
got something cool for
her
if she shows up.
Well, she will if it's there. So I didn't want to tell her to leave it open and then not do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Table?
Yeah.
So how's it doing?
Well enough.
Well enough.
How's your idea?
Fine.
Are you going to leave this thing on here or are you going
to
take it off?
We can put it in the box.
Yesterday,
that one was easy to put on.
I was walking around with nothing on my foot. So. Getting there.
Talking about